We have in the ABC what's called the top five program. So we choose five early to mid-career scientists to come into the ABC and they learn about the media and broadcasting and communication. But they're really interesting people in their own right. That's why they've been chosen. And one of our top five this year is Dr. Amal Osman, who's a postdoctoral researcher at Flinders University. And her particular interest, her special interest, sounds like a quiz program, is sleep apnea. But she's also been working on this pulse oximeter and the problem that certain people with brown or dark skin may not have their oxygen level measured properly. Here's Amal.
Pulse oximeters transmit two wavelengths of light, infrared and red, to estimate blood oxygen levels. And actually, this is evidence that's been known for about 50 years, but there's been more interest in it recently. It has shown that in people with dark skin, the values that the pulse oximeters report are incorrect. There's a consistent overestimation of the actual blood oxygen level.
Really? So you could be seriously under-oxygenated, but if you've got black skin, it'll tell you you're looking fine.
Yes. Black patients are three times more likely to have what they call occult hypoxemia, which is hidden hypoxemia. So their oxygen saturation levels on the pulse oximeter shows a normal range when it's actually less than 88%, which is levels that require urgent medical intervention.
What research have you done in this area?
So we use pulse oximeters to diagnose sleep apnea and measure sleep apnea severity. And there's no way to diagnose sleep apnea without these devices.
Meaning it might not be so clear to see that you've stopped breathing, but your blood oxygen drops.
Yeah, so when we are measuring sleep apnea, we have two different breathing events. The airway could completely close and you have no airflow for about 10 seconds to up to a minute, or your airway becomes very small and you're trying to breathe, you're not getting enough air in. But what happens is you have what we call a cortical arousal or brief awakening that you're not aware of, or you have reductions in your oxygen levels. And so this is how we detect these breathing events that we call hypopneas. So it's reduced airflow. So for black patients, if your hypopneas are not sensitive enough to lead to an oxygen desaturation because of this issue with inaccuracy with pulse oximeters, then it's likely that your sleep apnea severity might be underestimated or you might have misdiagnosis of your sleep apnea.
So has anybody developed a pulse oximeter that can, presumably it's to do with the colour of the skin and the infrared is not picking up the blood supply?
Yes, so higher melanin in people with black skin is likely absorbing some of the light that should be transmitted.
So this is reminiscent of stories we've done where women are neglected in medical research and under-researched top to bottom, even in the laboratory. Even laboratory animals tend to be more male than female. So it sounds remarkable that the medical device industry has produced a device which is designed for white people.
Yep, so these devices are designed to work optimally in people with light skin. One of the reasons that this has happened is because when the US Food and Drug Administration, they had guidelines for when these devices are being calibrated, and it was to have 10 participants and only two need to be darkly pigmented with no guidance on what darkly pigmented means. Or if you have a larger sample, then 15% should be darkly pigmented.
So if they had a sample of people who had darker skin, why didn't they pick it up?
They likely looked at the average for the whole group and assumed that skin pigmentation wasn't going to be an issue with these devices.
So this is scary.
Yes.
So it's scary in the ED, scary in the intensive care unit, and scary if you're actually trying to find sleep apnea. Does the technology exist to do surface oxygen monitoring designed for dark skin?
At the moment, there are new devices that are being developed. A recent one is a laser-based device, but it's very early development and early stages at this point. The FDA has introduced new guidelines earlier this year where they now require 150 participants to be studied and for these new devices to be tested on, and 25% who are darkly pigmented. And they have new standards for how you judge that. So they want both subjective assessments using a skin tone scale and more objective assessments as well.
So if someone's listening to us, and their GP's sending them off to a sleep clinic to have a sleep study for apnea, and their Indian ethnicity, Bangladeshi or African-American ancestry, what's the question they need to ask of the sleep physician so that they're not wasting their time and money?
I think if they're told that they don't have a sleep diagnosis, it's important if they have the symptoms and they're there for a good reason, it's important to investigate further and maybe look at the airflow signals a little bit more closely. Because I've talked about how this issue exists in patients who are Black, but there's also evidence that people who have what they classify as intermediate skin tone, there's almost like a dose error. So people with light skin, they have the most accurate, and then people with darker skin have more error, and then Black people have the most error. So there is
a reason to... But that's a very subjective criterion. And you can have people who are African-American origin.
Yes.
And they have a wide range
Absolutely.
Of skin tone themselves, as do ethnic Indians.
They do. So there are several limitations for many of these studies, the biggest being that most of the studies self-reported race. So we need more studies where we carefully measure skin tone and see how this relates to health outcomes.
But the consumer question is, when you're going in for an expensive sleep test and you've got brown or black skin, ask them how they're going to measure your oxygen levels and whether you know what sleep apnea.
Yes. I'm leading a study at the moment trying to answer this question. It involves having a new approach to measure whether this error exists and how the extent to exist and how it impacts our sleep studies. We will be looking at different pulse oximeters, all being measured at the same time, and we'll see how low these oxygen desaturations go.
And by desaturation, you mean decline in oxygen levels?
Yes, with the respiratory event. So when someone stops breathing during sleep, comparing people who are Black and people who are white and seeing what their responses are with the pulse oximeter.
Look forward to the results.
Thank you.
Dr. Mal Osman is postdoctoral researcher at Flinders University and one of the ABC's top five scientists for 2025. Had you ever heard this before, Priya, that it doesn't work as well, say, like you, Indian ethnicity?
Yes, I have had these discussions before, and we also note it with people if they've got certain nails on or nail polish.
Oh, really?
So I sometimes get terrified if I'm ever in an emergency and I've had my nails painted.
So you got a double whammy, brown skin
and brown
painted
and
nails.
Genuinely, I've had these discussions around the dinner table.
You're with the Health Report on ABC Radio National.